President Trump said a peace deal with Iran has been largely negotiated, with a final agreement subject to finalization between Washington, Tehran, and regional powers in the Middle East. In a post on Truth Social, the U.S. leader gave his clearest indication yet that America's war on Iran could be set to end, writing that the final details and aspects of the agreement will be announced shortly. He says the Strait of Hormuz will be opened as part of the deal, though Tehran insists it will remain under Iranian control. Iran also signaled progress in negotiations as Pakistani-mediated talks between Tehran and Washington moved towards reducing the points of disagreement over the past week.
میتونم این رو خدمت عرض بکنم که روند در این یک هفته به سمت کم کردن موارد اختلافی بوده ولی همچنان یک مواردی وجود داره که لازم هست باز از طریق میانجی ها گفتگو بشه باید منتظر مون ببینیم که ظرف 3-4 روز آینده وضعیت به کجا خلق خواهد شد.
The latest signs of progress followed a flurry of regional diplomacy as several Middle Eastern leaders urged Washington to accept a deal and prevent renewed escalation. Earlier this week, Mr. Trump threatened military action against Iran, but called it off after allies in the Gulf asked him to wait for 2 to 3 days because they felt they were close to a deal with Iran. Alistair D'Souza is tracking developments for CNA from Washington, D.C. He explains what details are known about the potential deal that could end the conflict.
The hope is to put a stop to the current conflict, at least for now. Several source-based reports from various publications indicate, one, there's going to be some kind of extension to the ceasefire, possibly by another 60 days. There's also going to be an arrangement for the opening of the Strait of Hormuz, perhaps. Now, the Financial Times reporting there would be an unfreezing of Iranian assets held overseas. Far as that big issue goes on Iran's nuclear program, it really kicks the can down the road because Iran's foreign ministry, its spokesperson from the ministry, saying that would happen in a broader agreement over a month or over 2 months even. Now, there already seems to be cracks appearing since Trump's upbeat comments on social media. Iran's Fars news agency saying that the Strait of Hormuz would remain under Iran's management, basically dismissing Trump's claim of a largely negotiated deal. And so really, what we have here is a memorandum of understanding, an MOU, which basically tries to find a way to stop the fighting right now, leaving the most contentious matters really for later. MOUs are especially not a bad thing because, especially in a circumstance like this, when both sides are so far apart, it gives them some breathing room right now. Even the agreement, for example, signed by the Obama administration on Iran's nuclear ambitions had an MOU before a final deal was signed in 2015. But that was done over a few years, remember. So the problem here is that the plan is, at least for now, to do it perhaps within 30 to 60 days within that negotiation period. So there's likely going to be really an uneasy path ahead.